Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is called Balak, which means devastator, and covers Numbers 23-25, verse 9. In last week's parasha, the Israelis decisively defeat the Amorites because the Amorites did not want them to cross their land. This week we find Israel camped near the border of Moab. King Balak sees how the Israeli army defeated the Amorites. Being afraid, Balak orders some of his princes to go find the prophet Balaam, offer him gold and silver, and to come to see the king that he might put a curse on the Israelis. Now the king knows who Balaam is. Who Balaam blesses are blessed, and whom he curses are cursed. In 2 Peter, we are told about the way of Balaam. In Jude, we are reminded about the error of Balaam. In Revelation, we are instructed regarding the doctrine of Balaam. This prophet Balaam was a Midianite with quite a reputation. He was known to get results. This is his account. When the princes reached Balaam and told him what King Balak ordered, Balaam instructed the princes to stay the night and that he would inquire of the Lord in the morning. El Elyon, God Most High, came to Balaam and said, "Tell the princes that the people they want to curse are my chosen, the Israelis, and you shall not do that because they are blessed, and you should not go with them." Balaam told the princes what the Lord had said and instructed the princes to go back home. King Balaam was not deterred, so he sent more honorable princes and more gold and silver to persuade Balaam to come to the land of Moab. But Balaam refused and said, "Even if you give me your house full of gold and silver, I could not go with you and say what is beyond what the Lord my God has instructed me." Balaam had princes spend the night, and again he would inquire of the Lord that evening. The Lord speaks to Balaam and allows him to go to Moab on his donkey and say what the Lord tells him, nothing more. This is where we see the permissive will of God, which brothers and sisters, all of us live in because we are not able to live up to God's perfect will. Yeshua will permit us to do things in his permissive will, but there may be a price to pay we won't like. Many times we say we are doing something because God called us to do it, but oftentimes it's our own pride calling us, not God. At this point, you might think the prophet Balaam is acting on the Lord's will. The very next sentence tells us a different story. In verse 22, Scripture says, "But God's anger was kindled because he went." So we can see that God is not very impressed with Balaam the prophet. The angel of the Lord blocks the way as Balaam is riding on his donkey because he is blinded by his own desires. The donkey sees the angel of the Lord and halts. Balaam strikes his donkey, getting the donkey back on course. Farther down the road, the angel of the Lord blocks Balaam's journey once again. The donkey backs up against a rock and crushes Balaam's leg. Once again, Balaam strikes his donkey. And Scripture tells us the donkey speaks to him and says, "Why are you beating me?" Balaam explains why, without even recognizing the obvious, that his donkey is talking to him. I love that part. When Balaam realizes the angel of the Lord is standing in front of him, he gets down on his knees and he bows low. The angel of the Lord reminds the prophet Balaam once again to say nothing more than the Lord has instructed him. God knows Balaam's heart. He knows ours as well. Balaam reaches King Balak and gives him four oracles to give to the enemies of the chosen people. These oracles are God's words. Each time King Balak takes Balaam to a different hilltop, Balaam gives one of the oracles. This is one of them. "Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come," he said, "curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks I see them, from the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die in death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs. Balak says to Balaam, what have you done to me? I have brought you to curse my enemies, but you have done nothing but bless them. He answered, must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth? And after Balaam gives the second and third oracle, King Balak becomes very angry, and Balaam utters his last oracle, and this is just a part of it. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Sheth. Balaam gives the four cryptic predictions against the nations. Some thoughts and application for the lesson today. More is written about Balaam in Scripture than the mother of our Lord Jesus. Balaam is mentioned more than 50 times in Scripture. Beginning with the account we have in this parasha, we find that Balaam was later killed in the battle between Israel and the Midianites in Numbers 31, verse 8. He is also mentioned in Deuteronomy 23, in Joshua 13, and in chapter 24, in Micah chapter 6, Nehemiah chapter 13. He is also mentioned in the Brit Hakadosh, in 2 Peter 2, and in Jude 1. And finally, in Revelation chapter 2, I recommend you look these verses up. Balaam was motivated by power and greed. In Jude 11, we see the era of Balaam. We find out later that Balaam instigated a plan with King Balak to have the Moabite women visit the Israeli men and lead them to idol worship and to have sexual relations. As a result, 24,000 men lost their lives. Balaam did not understand how God's righteousness works. Balaam thought because of Israel's failure, he would destroy the Jewish nation. But they were always under God's grace. So brothers and sisters, Balaam was really no friend of God at all. In Balaam's last oracle, he mentions a star that would come out of Jacob. Some 1,500 years later, wise men followed a star that led them to Jerusalem, where a little boy was born, who would be Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace, El Gabor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, along with another prophecy in the book of Daniel that gave the time in which the Jewish Messiah would come, both a prophecy of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. One final thought we should all remember. God will use us as an example, like he did with Samuel, a positive one, who followed God. Or he can use us as an example like he does Balaam, one who is following his own desires. Brothers and sisters, choose wisely. Use discernment. Examine your heart to see what example you will be for the Lord. Amen.